My PO telling me I need a 9-to-5, but I already got a job, and that's staying alive.
Sorry, what's up? It's Ross Bolin. Very quickly, before we get into today's show, I think it's very, very important that you have the following information, friendo. We have a new schedule locked in stone for the Ross Bolin podcast starting next week. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and during this insane period in history, because everyone needs it, Fridays as well. 3 episodes a week, every week, sponsors or no sponsors. It really depends on how things go for some of these startups that were supporting us as sponsors. We will have 3 episodes a week, at least, until we are all freed from the confines of our homes. Ride with me. I got us. We also have an official Twitch streaming schedule now. I will be live on twitch.tv/BossRolen, BossRolen, like Ross Bolin with the B and the R reverse, twitch.tv/BossRolen, every Sunday and Monday night and every Saturday afternoon starting next week. Sunday at 6 p.m. CST, or this week rather, tomorrow. Monday at 8 p.m. CST, Central Standard Time, and Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. CST. Write it down, Sunday at 6 CST, Monday at 8 CST, Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. CST. Lock it in. Come say what's up in the chat. Watch me play Apex Legends, Warzone, Valorant, Fortnite, Rocket League, whatever you want. I most likely have it and will play it. Also, I want to reiterate for everyone who has been asking how they can support the show further this week. I love all of y'all. Thank you, first of all. But a lot of people have hit me up asking that either haven't heard the most recent episode, perhaps, or have just heard through the rumor mill sort of what's going on with me in the show. Either way, here's how you can help. Listen, just you listening, your ear holes being filled with the pod, that's huge. Every single episode you listen to means the world to me. Thank you for being here. If you enjoy the show, the best thing you can possibly do to support me is share the show with others whenever you see fit. Word of mouth from you means a hell of a lot more than any marketing I can do. Share the show, grow the gang. You're the comeback, baby. We're taking over the fucking world already. Riding a massive wave this week was our biggest week of 2020 so far. Thank you again. Support our sponsors and use the codes when they're offering something you want. Simple as that. Our sponsors keep us alive, keep us able to do things like our next project, for example, is to turn my home office where I'm currently recording into a fully fledged sound-treated recording studio. Our sponsors are a big part of keeping the Bolin Media lights on. Bolin. Even I can't say my last name right sometimes. Support our sponsors. Support us. Likewise, supporting the show directly in exchange for 2 additional episodes of RBP each month on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast. In addition to the extra pods, you get columns and articles written by myself and you, members of the RBP gang, our listenership. We're putting up columns by you, listeners, left and right now. Shouts to Ben, shouts to Chris, both holding down Patreon now. 2 of our listeners who just through one means or another I became boys with and are now helping us, seriously, to grow the community. It's huge. Support the show directly on Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast. And finally, if you have Amazon Prime, you get 1 free Twitch Prime subscription per month. And if you use that to subscribe to twitch.tv/BossRolin, I promise you won't regret it. The other night, I closed out the live stream by getting a 10-kill, 2,300 damage win on Apex Legends. If you don't know what that means, it doesn't matter. It means I dominated, and I took my fucking shirt off. I freaked out. It was incredible. I loved it. I promise you'll enjoy Twitch. All right, enough of the scheduling announcements and shit. It's time to have some fun. Episode 238, baby. It's Saturday. Let's fucking ride.
Ross Bolin Podcast.
You better listen.
Welcome to episode 238 of the Ross Bolin Podcast, otherwise known as RBP 283, presented by Bolin Media. I'm your host, Ross Bolin, and I'm back in the home office writing solo dolo today for another episode of the rejuvenated, revived, and re-energized Ross Bolin podcast. The year of the comeback is in full swing. We are on fucking fire this week, all of us. And that shit continues today. Strap in. I gotta share this, by the way, before we start. Just as a hilarious example of one way people are coping with the shittiness of our current societal situation, a buddy of mine is in a group text with his friends from college, and they've resorted today, Saturday, to actually pretending the pandemic is not going on, that it never occurred, and they're essentially creating an alternate reality where all is well. The Masters is on. Tiger is winning. The Astros have started the season 16-0 to show everyone up. These are all Houston dudes, by the way. One of the texts was like, "Hey guys, our wives are all pitching in for a margarita machine from El Tiempo because we've all been working so hard and they think we deserve a fun Saturday." I mean, they're legit texting back and forth like this. It's unreal. Not breaking character. I was crying laughing reading. Anyway, RBP 283 is brought to you by MyBookie. Sports have come to a screeching halt with basketball benched and pitchers off the mound, but our friends at MyBookie aren't going to let it get you down. Stay sane, stay entertained with access to your favorite games like blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. It doesn't matter whether you're out on the front lines or quarantined at home, the fun doesn't have to come to an end with MyBookie. Video poker, not your thing, but still need a fix? They've got you covered with a host of live casino dealers online. That's right. They have professional dealers at their tables live on site 24/7. It's amazing. I've sat there, played blackjack. You're looking at a freaking person dealing cards. So it's not like you're just sitting there being dealt a card. You don't know where it comes from. No, no, no. You're looking at the dealer. It's amazing. With a camera. Technology. 2020, baby. At least we've got this. We figured out how to use cameras. Your favorite squad sidelined because of the pandemic? Don't even sweat it. MyBookie has partnered with some of the leading esports brands to bring you wagers on virtual action straight from the court in NBA 2K20. You're telling me you're going to turn down the chance to bet on NBA 2K20 matchups? This will never be okay again. Do it now. Degenerates, this is our time to shine. NBA 2K20. Plus, you can always do your part to make your bankroll great again by taking advantage of shifting odds on political bets. We got all these elections coming up. You can bet on those too. You can trust the industry leaders in times like these. They're reliable, upright, and best of all, they pay fast when you win. Visit mybookie.ag. Use the promo code RBPCasino for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code RBPCasino to receive a 150% cash bonus on your first deposit. You can claim those extra funds all the way up to $750. There is a 40 times rollover, a 40x rollover. That's how online sportsbooks and casino bonuses work, people. There's a rollover you have to hit before you can cash out because they're matching your deposit with free money, obviously. It wouldn't make sense if they gave you free money and you can immediately cash out. So read how that shit works so you're not confused. It's not that confusing. Just read it. Promo code RBPCasino to activate the offer. That's promo code RBPCasino at mybookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid. Announcements and shouts. First off, thank you for all the feedback on RBP 282. Quickly became one of the fan favorites of all time based on feedback. I appreciate y'all. I'm so glad you enjoyed the tale of Bill Chungus. Next up, Drew McGarry, author of our RBP book club first ever pick, The Postmortal, which we will cover the final episode of next week. The Friday pod next week, we'll be doing the Postmortal RBP book club coverage, all right? So finish the book, read the book. I've been getting all y'all snaps of the book arriving from Amazon and such. That's awesome. I'm so stoked to discuss with y'all the Postmortal. Anyway, Drew McGarry has agreed to come on the show. So that's fucking cool. We've had one book club pick. It's been like 4 days, and we've got the author coming on. People helping people. I tweeted at the dude and he was like, "Yeah, I'm down." And that was it. Also, his email, which I can't give out, obviously, fucking hilarious. Drew, if you're listening, holy God. it's like a gamer's email that he made when he was 12. Anyway, huge shouts to our new OGs on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast. Gabe and Owen, our newest OGs, man, y'all fucking rule. Thank you so much. And to all of our other OGs as well who throw down $100 a month in support of this show. You have no idea how huge that is for keeping us going right now. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, to all our newest dues-paying members of the RBP gang, shouts to all y'all. I love you so much. The support is starting to build again. I can fucking feel it, and I can't fucking tell you how much it means to me. Thank you so much. I can't tell you thank you enough. Happy birthday, Peter Patlakis. Thank you for your support, fam. This is a dude that's been listening since episode fucking one. Happy birthday at Posey something on Instagram. I was apparently too high to write down your name. That's my bad. Some amends and fact checking. I can't remember if I heard from intern Natalie. It's been a weird week. I got divorced. Give me a break. But I do know this. President Abraham Lincoln did not enjoy retirement. Richard Nixon did not enjoy impeachment. And the population of China is 1.439 billion. First segment. Prescription to survive a worldwide pandemic. Hello there, Jimmy. My name is Dr. Bill Bolin. I've got your chart here, and it says you're in the midst of a worldwide pandemic. Ah, that's a real shame. Fortunately, in these modern times of podcast medicine, we have just what you need to keep your shit together when it all seems to be falling apart. For starters, Dr. Bill can tell you haven't been outside since February, Jimmy. Even if it's just for an hour a day, go sit in your driveway. Dr. Bill's whole neighborhood is just out standing in their driveways all day, every day, Jimmy. I blow trees in the backyard, though. Don't tell your mom. You want a joint, Jimmy? Anyway, go outside. Take a walk. Go for a run. But be sure to stretch before or whatever, and don't run within 10 feet of another human being. If anyone comes near you, scream out, "The infected! This fuck is one of the infected!" And sprint in the opposite direction, Jimmy. Better to be safe than sorry, Dr. Bill's mom always said. Next, Jimmy, Jim. Every morning and night, remind yourself what you've been grateful for in this life. Listen, Jim. Things might be tough right now, but they aren't that tough. Oh, you have to stay home in your fucking air-conditioned house or apartment with the ability to listen to podcasts and watch TV and access the World Wide Web with 5G speeds? Wow, man. Your life is better and easier than 99.9% of humans in any generation that ever lived. Like, big picture, even if this took a full year, son, World War II lasted a really long time. And millions of innocent people were viciously murdered, Jimmy. This ain't that. This is fucked. But Jimmy, you're gonna be fine. Count your blessings now, since you've clearly been taking everything in your life for granted for far too long. Family, friends, neighbors, community, classmates, your job, your car, your bed, your couch, your dogs, your clothes, your shoes, all them hoes, Jimmy. Be thankful for them all. Next. And Jimmy, listen, this is an opportunity to get your fitness and your nutrition right. You've been eating like shit since 2003. I remember in high school, Jimmy, you almost had a six-pack at one point. You think Dr. Bill doesn't remember, but he does. He's sick. Seriously, man, fast food 3 times a week. That's how you die at 45 from a massive coronary. I've seen the shit. Happened to my dog, Gary, last week. Dr. Bill has lost homies to this game. This is a period of growth and pain. The real ones will rise when the challenges mount up. Are you a real one, Jimmy? I thought so. Now get out there and help yourself to a fucking science book, Jimmy, because if you don't come out of the quarantine in better shape, with a greater knowledge of the game of life, ready to kick fucking ass, then you're doing the year of the comeback all wrong, and Dr. Bill will come to your house and make a fuck on you. Do you want a beating, Jimmy? Good kid. Now grab a lolly and get the fuck out of my office, you impotent man boy. Next segment.
And now, Ross Boland's Animal of the Week.
It's the Animal of the Week. If you're new here, Animal of the Week is a recurring segment. We are for sure an animal podcast, along with being a pirate podcast, furry podcast, Emily Ratajkowski two-hole truther podcast, and much, much more. But we love animals, and so when we do Animal of the Week, I tell you the animal, you pull it up on Google Images so you can peep it while I talk about it, and that's that. Simple pimple, you got this. This week's Animal of the Week, the Hellbender. Hellbender. It's also known as the Hellbender Salamander. It's a species of aquatic giant salamander endemic to the eastern and central United States. Endemic is a word I always use. Sometimes they're called snot otters. Also devil dogs. Or the Allegheny alligators. And Grampus. What a wild assortment of nicknames for a salamander to obtain. That's how you know this is an interesting little slimy son of a bitch here. These hellbenders, which are much larger than all other salamanders in their geographic range, they breed through their skin, their wrinkly ass skin, not the skin on their ass, to be clear. Well, actually, that skin too, I suppose. I don't actually know. Perhaps even the skin on their ass. Also, they have these fleshy folds along the sides of their bodies which provide extra surface area from which to extract oxygen from the water. And they fill a weird niche as both predator and prey in their ecosystem, which either they or their ancestors have occupied for around 65 million years. There's two types of people, predator and prey. I'm a predator. I pray 3 times a day. Hellbenders reach 4 to 5 pounds, making them the largest salamander in North America by weight. Adults average 20 inches in length, but can grow up to 29 inches. Big dick ballers. Hellbenders eat primarily crayfish and fish, but they've been known to eat insects, tadpoles, even other hellbenders, including their eggs. Psycho. And they have these gigantic gaping mouths that can actually eat an animal that's almost as big as itself. That's so creepy to me, man. Like, what is it? Not anacondas. Is it anacondas? Whatever the snake is that eats, like, that can, like, eat a whole fucking cow, and then the cow's just in there? And it's like, what? The fuck? Is it gonna poop that out? No, its insides, like, melt it down. It's disgusting. Fucking cow inside of a snake? It's not natural. So think about this. Perhaps a hellbender eats your small cat with its large gaping mouth. Anyway, they also have tiny eyes on the top of their heads, but these eyes are shit. They're shit. They can't see fuck all from these eyes. They detect light, but they're not great at, like, forming things. Like, it's like if I took my contacts out and I tried to see something more than 4 feet away from me. But they also have these light-sensitive cells located all over their bodies. What I'm saying is they can see from all over. They have these little light-sensitive cells. They're quite prevalent on their tails, which might help them keep their whole bodies hidden under rocks and logs, because that's where they spend a lot of their time. When hunting, they use their keen sense of smell and their lateral line, which detects vibrations in the water. Here are some things that I have in common with a hellbender. First of all, hellbenders have large, simple lungs that are used for buoyancy instead of breathing. Mine are also used to float more than they are to actually breathe. This is a weed joke, I think. Thanks, Ron. Once a hellbender finds a favorable location, it generally does not stray too far from it, except occasionally for breeding and hunting, and will protect it from other hellbenders both in and out of the breeding season. Sounds like me, baby. I like to be in my place, don't come round my place unless I know your face. Also, they're solitary animals outside of the breeding season. Encounters between two individuals can be violent. Samesies. If we are not mating, stay the fuck from around here. I am the hellbender. Look at me. Look at me. I am the hellbender now. Adults are very territorial and will aggressively chase off any intruders. Yeah, so will I. If you intrude, it's on. What did I say? Come for me, your minds. You get got. That's the rules. Pre-pandemic, Bill was strapped with a shotgun and no shells. You were just going to get the shit beat out of you. No more. No more. I got 3 rolls of toilet paper left. This isn't a game anymore. Also, this species is somewhat nocturnal, with peak activity being reported by one source as occurring around, quote, 2 hours after dark. Was it really necessary to quote that, quote, 2 hours after dark, end quote? but also sounds like me. That's when I peak too. You know what I'm saying? Giggity, giggity, giggity. They also walk underwater. These are no longer features that have in common with me. We're done with those. They walk underwater. I cannot do that. They can swim. I can do that. But usually walk along the stream bottom using their sturdy limbs. I don't have sturdy limbs. We all know that. I've got chicken legs. I've derailed. Their toes have rough pads that give them extra traction on the slippery underwater surface. Hellbenders have an unusual mating system. Unlike most salamanders, hellbenders mate by external fertilization, which means the male excavates a nest site that he will defend from other males. A female approaches, he guides her into his burrow, and as she lays her eggs, the male positions himself alongside or slightly above the eggs, and then he comes all over them. Then he drives the female out of his nest, where he remains to guard the developing eggs. It essentially would be like if a woman came over and was like, I want to have a baby with you. And I was like, you know what, baby? I really want to have a baby with you too. I fucking love you. And she was like, fuck, we're doing this. And I was like, all right, let's go. Let's go inside, honey. And she came in and she was like, all right, here it is. Here's the egg. And I was like, all right, just one second. And I took out my penis and I masturbated to completion all over the egg. And then I aggressively threw her from the house and then strapped up with an AK and remained to guard the egg, now covered in my cum. That's what this animal does. And might I close by adding, that behavior in part could be what's landed it on the near threatened list on the IUCN red list of threatened species. In all seriousness, don't fuck with the hellbender. It's near threatened. It's just trying to get a nut off. It's not a squirrel looking for a slut with a nice butt to get a nut. It's a squirrel. It's a salamander looking for a nice egg to cover in jism. And on that note, RBP 283 is also brought to you by Aveo. Daily contact lenses are easy and convenient, which are two things we all need right now, working from home, staring at screens, chasing kids around the yard all day. Wouldn't it be nice to have comfortable, technologically advanced contacts delivered to your door? I've been wearing contacts since I was like 14 years old. In fact, up until last year, I had not even switched from like hard or from the monthlies to the dailies, which is insane. Was so stupid of me. And I actually didn't go to the eye doctor for years. And then I finally went and they said that like, because I hadn't gone in so long and I've been using my contacts and not taking care of my eyes properly, that I had a partial tear in my retina. I almost lost sight in one eye, all as a result of just not properly taking care of my eyes, because the world of eye care and contact lenses and all optometrists and all this crap is just too complicated and crazy. And Aveo solves that problem so easily. I just got my first pack of contacts in from Aveo. They're incredible. They provide soothing, hydrating, all-day, comfortable daily contacts at an affordable price. They're delivered right to your door. No more buying crazy expensive boxes of contacts in bulk where they're making you buy $350, $700 worth of contacts. And it's the only subscription contacts lens company that offers both regular daily contacts and daily toric contacts for astigmatism if you have astigmatism. And they're designed to keep your eyes healthy. Their exclusive AquaLock technology keeps lenses 96% hydrated, even after 12 hours of wear. Y'all hear me bitching about how my eyes dry out at the end of the day all the time. Not anymore. Aveo, huge help for keeping my eyes not dry. 96% hydrated after 12 hours of wear. Aveo lets you customize your delivery schedule and personalize your plan so you only get the contacts you need on your schedule. They're manufactured in a state-of-the-art clean room facility that's fully automated, which is huge because Aveo manufactures and ships their own contacts. There aren't any extra third-party markups. Plus, they offer easy returns with 30 days on unopened boxes. So for whatever reason, you're like, nah, which will not happen. The unopened boxes, easy returns. They're offering you, RBP gang, the best deal they have anywhere. Get a 10-day trial pack for $1. That's $1 at aveovision.com/RBP, spelled A-V-E-O, vision.com/RBP for your 10-day trial pack for $1. You're not going to get this deal anywhere else. Best possible deal. Again, if you've been using monthlies, if you have some insane setup with your contacts costing you an arm and a leg, forget all that. Go to AveoVision.com/RBP today. Next segment. Prescription to survive a breakup. So I've always gotten lots of questions, voicemails on 888-WR-BOLIN, emails, tweets, DMs about breakups, right? Ross, my boyfriend or my girlfriend dumped me, my husband left, my wife cheated, whatever, and I don't know what to do. This past several months, though, I kept noticing I was getting more and more and more, and I wasn't really able to speak to that shit at the time, going through my own heartbreak myself, so I wanted to make sure I did that here today. Now, hold up. I'm going to become a doctor again. Hopefully a slightly less, like, pedophile feeling version of a doctor. And I'm going to give you another prescription. Send this segment to your friend or family member going through a tough one. Hi there. My name is Dr. Bill Bolin. I heard you've had a rough breakup and are all broken up inside and shit. Heart hurts, little fella? Brain, too? Dr. Bill has got you, pimpin'. Listen to my words and fill this RX and you'll be on your way to healing and sexual enlightenment. First prescription is music. But not just any music, partner. You need specific jams for the healing you must create. First and foremost, Kanye West's 808s and Heartbreak. This is the album Kanye wrote after his first big-time breakup to a model, pre-Amber, pre-Kim, giving birth to Kid Cudi, Drake, and so many more artists through the inspiration they drew from this album, which defied all hip-hop guidelines and standards. Every song will make you cry, but you need to cry, says Dr. Bill. Let it out, says I. Cry, my boy, cry, cry, cry like you've never cried before. Girls, you're good at this already, but guys, struggle here. A week of 808s and heartbreak, anytime you feel down, should do the trick. Also, a lot of Lil Wayne. Wayne oddly spends more time than you realize complaining about his exes and going off on heartbreak, but in a more healthy fashion than, say, one Eminem, who just fantasizes constantly about murdering them. The Weeknd, House of Balloons, just do it, dive in. Right now you might be saying, but Dr. Bill, none of this music is by white people. Then you gotta dig deep. Listen to the music that your dad listened to when he was angry when you were a child. For Dr. Bill, that's 90s alternative rock from Creed and Stained and also System of a Down. You should also hit the classics like Adele, Set Fire to the Rain. It goes without saying I played that 1,000 times in my house since October, no lie. And one more musical suggestion. Eminem. Now to heal properly and grow through pain, you're going to need your mental and physical health to be in good shape here. You must take a few different scripts to accomplish this. First, your physical health is paramount to your mental health, and you must work out. You must use the anger inside you as fuel. Get that revenge body. If that's what it takes to get you going, it's a little unhealthy, but that's okay. We can deal with that later on. Just fucking work out and run and take care of your mentals and physicals at the same time through exercise and activity. The more you just sit around feeling sorry for yourself, the worse you're gonna be. Short and long-term player, you better move. Also, take the time to check in with yourself and really process this shit. What happened? You'll never have all the answers or an explanation that makes the pain stop, but you can look at the relationship and draw knowledge from it in a positive way. Don't just drink and smoke yourself stupid and not let yourself feel. That's how you suppress shit and end up needing therapy later in life because you're unhealthily carrying old baggage into every new relationship. Essentially, what I'm saying is ask yourself this question. Do I want my next relationship to be fucked? And if the answer is no, then boom, you have your answer. These are the things you need to do to avoid putting that baggage on someone else. The next and final prescription is time. If you're hurting to the point you're asking, what the fuck can I do to make this pain stop? Then you need more time before you're ready to get back out there and date again. You can try to fuck if you want, but man, I have never been able to have sex without emotions attached, so good luck with that shit, player. Dr. Bill, not able to do it. I highly recommend giving yourself the space and time to heal. It's the oldest cliche in the book, but time heals all wounds. And there should be an amendment to that. Time heals all wounds if you set yourself up properly to healthily process. Otherwise, nothing will fuck you harder than time, shouts to Sir Davos. But you've got this. You are your own individual. And just because you had the strength and openness to give yourself to someone else, to tether yourself and your soul to another human being, does not mean you are not you. Take yourself back. Untether. Detach. Process healthily. And ride the fuck on to the next adventure, says Dr. Bill. On a similar note, next segment. A poem for all the lovers out there. I'm going to stop using this voice. I'm going to stop trying any accents. Why is any accent or voice that I do, it becomes inappropriate in one way or another sexually? Both versions of Dr. Bill so far have seemed mildly perverted, sexually perverse. I don't know how to explain that. I don't want to apologize for it either. But anyway, I wrote a poem. It's what I do now, apparently. Two in a row. We've had a poem. Because I'm a poet now. So I wrote a poem for all the lovers out there. I'm going to read it now, okay? Here it is. You thought she had eyelashes. Then they were gone. You thought she was a blonde. Boy, you were wrong. You thought her fat rabbit waxed itself. It doesn't. You thought her golden tan was real. It wasn't. You thought her eyebrows were shaped like a swoosh. You thought her nails and toes just always looked good. You thought this, you thought that. You were wrong all along. Now there's a total stranger going to town on your schlong. Who is this woman? You ask yourself as she looks up at you all deranged. Am I losing my mind? Am I going insane? She looks nothing like the girl I once knew before the virus. If I'm being real, our relationship might not survive this. The pandemic is bad, but this all spells trouble. When the quarantine ends, all salons will charge double. That will do it for today's show. I can't explain how I somehow ended up devolving into another voice again. I can't, except to say that it is entirely possible that I've been in this house for a little bit too long. As I said, man, and as I explained in the last episode, I kind of popped out of my own little quarantine like 2 weeks before COVID, and so I've been in there for like 5 months, bruh. I've been in here too long. That's why I'm on Twitch every night. I need human interaction. I know I dropped the schedule on y'all at the beginning of the show. I'm super, super excited to have a schedule locked in stone finally. New episodes coming every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we will be live on Twitch every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Twitch is just a great place to come hang out, meet other members of the RBP gang in chat, watch me play some video games, interact with me, throw out some questions, or just tell me a story or whatever, and I'll answer it. Love it. Love it. Love it. And then also, what was I saying? Oh, God. Why do I have a Ron Bowler moment at the end of the episode? That's brutal. Anyway, I've loved being able to continue doing the show for y'all during this time period, and that's in huge part. Huge thanks to Mike Moody at Permanent Record Studios in Austin, Texas. RBP 283, of course, recorded and produced remotely by Mike Moody at Permanent Record Studios in Austin, Texas. Mike has made sure we stayed hooked up with microphones, as I mentioned at the top of the show. One of the things we're doing as we build the Patreon and continue to get more money coming in, we're planning on turning my home office into an entirely sound-treated professional studio so that y'all are getting the utmost audio quality. I think we've got a good setup now. It's still not studio quality. And with how important Twitch has become to our entire operation at this point, it just makes sense to have this whole room built out in a fashion that fits both podcasting and streaming live on Twitch. So twitch.tv/BossRoland. And I appreciate y'all so much. Mike, I appreciate you so much. Everyone listening, I appreciate y'all. Follow us on Instagram at the Ross Boland Podcast, on Twitter at Ross Boland Pod. We're on Facebook somewhere if you're the middle-aged aunt of one of our listeners. You can follow me, Ross Boland, on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at WR Boland. I'm also, of course, on twitch.tv/BossRoland. Check out our television and film podcast here at Boland Media. It's titled Oysters, Clams, and Cockles. Every week we cover the best in TV and film and the latest news and most important news in Hollywood and pop culture and shit. It's hosted by myself and my best friend Barrett Dudley. We have a blast doing the show. We've been doing it remotely from it. He records in his closet and I record in my home office, and it's fucking hilarious. We've been having so much fun watching Devs. We're watching Westworld. Of course, we are also covering Westworld in great detail on Freeze All Motor Functions, our Westworld podcast. Subscribe for season 3. We're halfway home, half the season left. Freeze All Motor Functions is phenomenal, run by Jared Borslow, and I'm his co-host, also a part of Boland Media's operation. Also having a blast on that show. Last week's episode, I believe, was our best so far this season. We've been having so much fun there, too. OCC, on the other hand, we just started the Knights rewatch back up on patreon.com/oysters, clams, cockles, because we did seasons between seasons 7 and 8. Barrett and I rewatched every episode of seasons 1 through 7 and did a podcast for every single one of those episodes for what we called the Knights rewatch. It's a play on the Knights watch. Ha 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 ha, Ross, you so damn funny. So we have to do season 8, and it's been a full year, and we're all bored out of our minds right now, so what better time? Patreon.com/oysters, clams, cockles. If you want to join the Knights rewatch, I promise you it will be worth your money. We have a fucking blast on there as well. If you're a huge Game of Thrones fan, no reason for you to not do this. I know we all had a hard time processing season 8, but it's time. It is time. And that will do it for this episode, RBP 283. We'll be back soon with RBP 284. RBP 284 coming when? Monday, baby! And I want to apologize again for whatever happened with my accents in this episode. I just never thought, like, that I would sit down and try to do a doctor accent and the first one would come out as a slight, like a younger version of the pedophile old man from Family Guy. And then the second one was like a over-sexual, like, I don't even know, just a creepy doc. Like, bro, what's with your voice? Why do you sound like you're trying to get me off? And then I somehow slipped into that voice at the end of reading the poem. My poem. Fucking A. Hey, y'all holler at me. If you're on Twitter, by the way, if you're not on Twitter, what the fuck? At WR Bull. I fucking love Twitter. It's the best. Fuck, I bought some stonk in Twitter last week. That's how much I love Twitter. I think if I say something like that, I have to tell you I'm not a fucking... Oh, no, I don't. I don't have to say shit. Wait, do I? I don't know. I don't know the rules. I'm not a stockbroker. I don't know anything about stonks. I just do stonks for stonk, and I stonk, so stonk. Twitter is the bomb. At WR Boland is my Twitter. If you want, a lot of y'all have been saying like, oh, we wanted to do another pirate. So guess what? We did another pirate. If you have a segment, suggestion, request, there it is, request. Thanks, Ron. If you have a segment request, holler at me. Hit me up. Say, oh, yo, I want to do another, you know, you know what one I got recently that I'm going to do probably for Monday's show is reads a short story Ross wrote, Stoned. Except I'm still deciding. I might read one I wrote myself. Because I feel like, look, it's really fun to make like Mia Khalifa or like any of the other guests that we made do this, do it. But, by the way, shouts to Mia Khalifa. But I know my own story, you know, so I feel like I can do it better than anybody else. So maybe I'll just read, Ross reads a short story Ron wrote, Stoned. That'll be the new segment. I just came up with it off the top of my head. Fucking, I am the smartest man alive. I love y'all for real. Listenership this week, it was our biggest week since fucking 2 months, I guess, probably, realistically. It felt really, really good to hear from so many of y'all. I know you love the newer, shorter episode format for the ones where it's just me at least. Obviously, if it's other guests and stuff, it's a little bit different. If we have other co-hosts, you know, you can go longer. But when it's just me, I know y'all want 30, 45 minutes. That's tight as fuck. I'm so in with that. The feedback was phenomenal. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you to everyone supporting in all the different ways we talked about up top, whether that's just listening, subscribing on Twitch, just watching on Twitch, whatever it is you're doing. A lot of you that are interns now, we got so many people. If you want to write for patreon.com/RossBolandPodcast, holler at me. Ross@RossBolandPodcast.com is my email. People keep saying they can't find my email. Bro, it's Ross@RossBolandPodcast.com. My email is Ross@RossBolandPodcast.com. Just write it down. How is that hard to remember? I say it every episode, multiple times. I get dudes DMing me, hey man, what's your email? Lo, dude, no. If you can't find my email, you don't want my email bad enough. I've been working on the internet for 9 years. 9 fucking years. My email is literally everywhere. Anyway, RBP 284 coming Monday. You are not alone. Podman gets paid. Respect, Mr. Park. Strength and honor. Gang, gang, gang. Peace be with you and also with you. God damn it. I kind of did it again. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Go low, baby.